supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, I'm usually wary of studies like the one we're about to talk about, which claims that magnesium chloride could help people with depression. What's your take on this?
Well, I agree with you. I'm usually wary about these studies too. But this one is kind of impressive. Magnesium does a lot of things to the body, for the body. It, affects heart rhythm, blood pressure, bone strength. And it plays a role in combating inflammation in the body. So they studied people with mild to moderate depression that were diagnosed. This was a controlled study with 126 adults in outpatient primary care clinics. And they divided them up into two groups. The active group received 248 milligrams of magnesium a day just for 6 weeks. And those in the control groups, of course, did not. But they found very impressive results that the consumption of magnesium resulted in clinically significant improvement in measures of depression and anxiety.
And one of the reasons this could be important is that antidepressants are very expensive, right? And they also come often with a lot of side effects.
Exactly. And, you know, I did my own research on magnesium, and it looks like doses of under 300 milligrams have very few, if any, side effects. So that's a plus. Of course, it's less expensive. And SSRIs, you know, they do have a lot of side effects in addition to the expense. And, I mean, we know it can take 4 to 6 weeks to be effective. I would not encourage people to drop their antidepressants and take magnesium instead. You know, you need some medical guidance in order to make these kinds of decisions. But it really is hopeful. Of course, we really do need more people. We have to study more people in order to make this more definitive.
So what could be the takeaway at this point in time?
Well, the takeaway here is there's a lot of ways to treat depression, and that we have to look not just to the mind, but the body also. Look, coincidentally, there was another study that came out about probiotics. And, you know, people who were taking probiotics for chronic GI problems, irritable bowel syndrome, they also found with certain probiotics that their depression diminished. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at depression and not just as a mind-brain phenomenon.
Thank you, Dan.
Sure. Thank you, Mike.